Have you recovered from that end of season yet? I'm not sure I have. Everyone at the club was gutted to miss out on the playoffs, but what a second half to the season we had. The sense of pride and unity around the place is clear for everyone to see, and there are many reasons to be optimistic for next season. Come behind the scenes then with us as we celebrate at the club's end of season awards, where we've interviewed all the winners. Let's start with the Lincoln City women. We'll hear from the player of the season, Faith Horner, and top scorer Tony McHamilton shortly, but let's start with the player's player of the season, Ella Thompson. Molding.
Yeah, obviously buzzing, really honoured to get voted from this, you know, by my teammates, so yeah, really happy and grateful for them.
Yeah, and with this award it's unique and it is voted by your peers, so does that make it even more special?
Yeah, for sure. I wasn't expecting it, so yeah, to know that, you know, the girls have got your back is amazing, but obviously couldn't have done it without them, but yeah, no, it's really special.
And you've led the team for the second half of the season. How has it been being the captain of Lincoln City?
Yeah, no, it's a massive honour. I've been really proud to lead the girls. I think obviously we're all leaders on the pitch and we all play our role, but yeah, to play my role in that, in terms of, you know, being the captain leading the team for the rest of the season, it's been amazing.
And the second half of the season has seen some great performances. You know, Loughborough away stands out as one where the team really got a great result there. So how enjoyable has the second half of the season been and the first half?
Yeah, I think after Christmas, you know, we've really kicked on as a team. We sort of found this, we've gelled as a team, we've sort of found this rhythm. Even if we've not got the results, you know, we've got the performances and we've played really well. So I think, you know, we've really, you know, done ourselves proud and the club proud, and hopefully we can push on next season with the, you know, the finish we've had to this season.
Okay, so Faith, here after you've just won the Player of the Year, how does that feel?
Really good. I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. I think quite a few others could have got it as well, so obviously it's just really nice to get it, yeah.
And defensive mid sometimes is a role that goes underappreciated or not as much notice, but, you know, I think it's a testament to how well you've done this season that you've been recognised.
Yeah, I always say that, like, in CDM you can have a good game and no one notices because you're just running around, like, slotting in for people, so... But yeah, I've been trying to add to my game more and more, and I think I've done that this season, so yeah, I'm happy.
Would you say this has been your best season, personally, for you, in your career?
Yeah, I think each season I just want to get even like 1% better, so I think this season has been my best season, but I just think it's just I've enjoyed it so much, and like when you enjoy it, you're always going to play well, so yeah.
Yeah, we kind of spoke of that togetherness and enjoying it out on the pitch. It's really evident that the girls are such like one big family, isn't it?
Yeah, like tonight we're all just sat like having fun together, and I think it makes a massive difference because when we're in the tough situations like we have been, we've all just pulled together and just fought for each other, so I think it does make a difference.
So Tony, obviously just got the golden boot for the season. How are you feeling?
Yeah, obviously ecstatic. It's nice to get the same award two seasons in a row. I've not had the best season this season personally, but it's always nice to win this award, and I said exactly the same last year that, you know, you can't win this award without your teammates, so yeah.
Yeah, and obviously a solo award, but I'm sure you'll be thanking your teammates as well for helping you along with those goals.
Yeah, this is it. Like you say, I'm a striker, I score goals, but without my teammates, you know, they put me in the... put the ball in the position for me to score, and I just got the job of finishing it off. So yeah, it's like you say, it's a solo award, but I couldn't do it without the rest of my team.
And probably the most special goal of them all was the one that won you the goal of the month, for the first time a woman's won the goal of the month at Lincoln City, so that was a great moment for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I loved that goal. Yeah, very proud moment for me. So yeah, highlight the season for sure.
Yeah, congratulations to Tony, Ella and Faith on their awards. Let's turn our attention then to the men's team. Time firstly to hear from the young player of the season, Sean Rowan, who is followed by the player's player of the season, Ethan Arahan.
Yeah, it's very nice. The winner, obviously, in a good season. We've probably been up there played, but I just try getting as much minutes as I can and to keep fit and to play as many games, and I've played 40 odd games this season, and that was my target anyway.
It feels like you've been one of the most consistent players. Is that something that's particularly pleased you?
Yeah. Look, all the lads have been really consistent. I know a few lads have had injuries or whatever, but to be consistent and play week in, week out is what I've tried to do, and to try give the fans and all the other lads that play and like give their all for the team, and that's what I want to try to do and to make the fans happy. And then it's obviously I went down to the last game of the season, but it's been a good season for me.
Obviously, it wasn't the final day that we wanted, but for the team and yourself personally, there's lots to build on this season.
Oh, of course, to get where we were, probably from January onwards, to where we are now from Blackpool. I wasn't fit that game, but I watched it, and to get to where we were, to come to the end of the season is very good, and like it's something to build on next season. We have a lot of players, we've players coming back fit, like Todd Walker and that. So it's been a good season, but we've just got to hit the ground running, come pre-season and make them wins or them draws into wins and them losses into wins, and we'll have no problem of being up there again next year.
Ethan, players play the season. Does it mean a bit more that it's fought for by your teammates?
Yeah, I think so. I think getting voted off, you know, all the lads means a lot. Shows the recognition that they have for you and the job that you've done all season. There could be many winners, so, you know, I'm just delighted it was me.
18 months or so now here at Lincoln City. Do you feel like you've really hit your stride and kind of find your best form?
Yeah, I think there's still more to come, definitely. There always is. But as you said, 18 months in, I've enjoyed every moment of it, and I keep getting better, I feel better every game. And as I said, I think there's more to come.
Looking back at the season, kind of January was a key point for us. That game at Wickham, a key point for us. Your goal deep into stoppage time. Does that feel the same for you, a bit of a turning point for the season?
Yeah, I think so. You know, second half of Wickham, we spoke about it after the game. That was the way we wanted to play, and obviously my shot come cross, you know, that ended up going in was really important. As you said, we went on that streak after then, and you know, we didn't lose for 16 games after that.
Obviously, it wasn't quite the end of the season that we wanted on the final day, but how has it been part of that team, part of that run that went so close?
Yeah, it was, you know, tough on yesterday and last day of the season, but you know, that's football and it wasn't meant to be, but you know, we gave a good feeling of ourselves and hopefully next year we'll kick on.
Brilliant seasons all round then from Sean and Ethan, two young players with bright futures still ahead of them. There was a magical moment as everyone in the room stood to applaud the chairman, Clive Nates, who was handed the Special Recognition Award. We asked him how he felt about being surprised with the prize.
Yeah, I suppose proud and, you know, as I said, a little bit embarrassed by what had been said, but grateful.
We won't go through every aspect of your time with the club, but the connection is really there. We've mentioned you know, going out with the fans, spending time with the fans, mixing with the fans. How much does football club now mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just grown over the years. It didn't take me long to fall in love with the club, and every year I spend, it just means more and more.
We've had new investors recently with Ron and Andrew Fowler joining the club, obviously following the Jubeiro family. You're not going anywhere though, are you?
No. I think very much, you know, Harvey's commitment to invest more in the club has been based on, you know, the commitment that myself and Liam have given to, be at least here for the foreseeable future.
Well, this left us with the big one to hand out as we named our player of the season. And with an incredible 19 clean sheets in the league, what a debut campaign at the club he had. The winner was, of course, Lucas Jensen.
Lucas Jensen, player of the season. How does that sound?
It sounds like music to me. I think it's one of the greatest honours you can have for our season to finish on a strong and then actually get the award. So I'm very proud of myself and very honoured to get it.
Did you imagine when you signed last summer just how well this first year at Lincoln City would go for you?
First of all, it's been a roller coaster because we had loads of ups and downs here. But to finish the season the way we've done on the run we've been on. Was it 17 or 18 undefeated? It's not every team or every player that get to experience that, so that's obviously been an experience in itself. And when I signed here, I was just hoping to play loads of games, and I've done that. But then obviously you want to add on top of it to play well as well, and it seems like I've done that.
19 clean sheets in League One, so close to that Golden Glove award. I'm sure you'll be the first to admit, though, that it's the whole team and the whole defence in particular that contributed towards that.
So when people look at a Golden Glove, they just see the goalkeeper, but I couldn't do anything without my teammates. And as I said before, I think I've got the best teammates in the league. We're a young group, and we just stick together. And we have an unbelievable friendship, and you know, without them, I wouldn't be here.
It wasn't quite the end of the season that we all wanted with that final day, but what was it like being part of a team that went on that long run and going so close in 2024?
I think we all had a dream of getting there, and to get down to the final round of actually having a believe and could get to the playoff, that was some experience to have that. And I know all the lads I got it because we wanted to get it, in all honesty, and it was just in front of us. This season it wasn't meant to be, but we had loads of experience together, and I think if someone said start of season, if you want to take seventh, I think all of us would have said yes.
Thank you for joining us throughout the season. We'll take a breather now as we recover from the dramatic end to the campaign, but we'll pop up over the close season when we've got news, and we'll get right back into the swing of it when the lads are back for pre-season training in June. Have a great summer.